Chapline, we're joined here today by Emma Daniels from the Carroll Girls Wrestling Team, as she is going to be heading to Central College to continue her outstanding wrestling career as well as get her education. Emma, appreciate you joining us here today, and congratulations.
Thank you.
You bet. Emma, for you, you wrapped up the season last week again down at State. It was your senior year. How is that kind of, what have you done since that ended, and how have you kind of stayed focused on getting ready probably for college wrestling, even though it's not quite a year away?
Well, first I was focused on making sure my injury was okay and everything like that, but now I'm going into my regular off-season routine with lifting and workout and getting on the mat and as much as I can and working out and things like that. And I'm also currently applying to some scholarships and things like that so I can and just really getting all the college stuff ready.
People don't realize how much you girls and even the guys have to do kind of behind the scenes, that for you, wrestling's been kind of a year-round, you know, dedication and workout and everything else to be as good as you were, right?
Yeah, every year I do all-around wrestling and stuff, so.
Where did that love of wrestling come from? I'm assuming it came from your dad, but I don't know for sure.
Well, actually, it's kind of funny. When I was little, and, I've been around wrestling and watching it for forever because of my dad. But it's kind of funny. When I was little, I was like, I don't like wrestling. It's so boring. And then and I was out for, like, every other sport at one point, and none of them really stood out for me. And then I heard they were doing women's wrestling, a girls' wrestling program, and so I decided to join it, and I just fell in love.
When did you really start wrestling? I mean, how old, and when did it become that wrestling was kind of the sport that you knew that you wanted to continue on with?
Honestly, like, that first practice, the first time I ever, like, actually had a wrestling practice and stuff like that was freshman year. So,
okay.
And it was just that first wrestling practice, and with those girls, I was just like, I love this. I love being here. Like, this workout feels great, you know, things like that, so.
What's it like to be kind of one of the original members of Carroll Wrestling when it was first getting off the ground for girls?
Our wrestling program I've gotten to watch it grow so much over just the last 4 years, and I'm really grateful for that I got to be a part of that and help motivate some of these girls to put in as much work as they can and push themselves beyond what they think they can do. It's just a really great experience, and I'm proud to say that I was a part of the Carroll wrestling team.
How fun was it? I'm sure you wrestled some for your dad in the youth stuff or was around it, but to get a wrestle for him the last 2 years of your high school career?
It's a lot of fun, honestly. It's just, even outside him being my dad, he's an amazing coach to all the girls, and it's just really cool to have the person that really introduced me to this sport be the person that leads me to the end of my high school career. So,
when did you decide or know that you wanted to wrestle next level?
The first contact I got from a wrestling coach was actually my sophomore year, and it wasn't really like a whole recruiting reach out. It was just kind of like a, hey, we're here, you know, type of thing. And then I started looking around, and I was like, this is like, I don't want, because I only started my freshman year, and I was like, I love this sport so much, and I don't want it to just be a 4-year thing, and I want to extend it as much as I can. So that was the first thought I had to make that decision.
Who was that first coach, or what school was the first one that reached out to you as a sophomore?
The first coach was, I believe the first one was Baker University in Kansas.
Okay.
But I believe they were the first one, yeah. And it wasn't really like a saying they, like a recruitment. It was just kind of like a our school's an option type of thing.
Or yep.
I think it was just telling me that they had a women's wrestling team.
Okay.
I believe.
Was it shocking for you as a sophomore to hear from a college, even if it wasn't like a whole recruitment type thing?
Yeah, it was kind of surreal. I'm like, and it felt like I had so much time. You know, I was like, I don't go to college for like 3 more years, but it was just kind of surreal. I was like, college coaches, like you hear about college coaches talking to athletes in like movies and stuff, and then I was like, why are they texting me?
Well, the time goes fast. You went from a sophomore to a senior, and it probably didn't feel like 3 years, right?
Yeah, no, not at all.
So when did the busy part of the recruiting start for you? When did you start looking at and reaching out to schools first, or was it kind of a flood of schools starting to reach out to you?
It was kind of a mix of both because the first thing I looked for was just a women's wrestling team in general. I was just like, what schools in Iowa have a women's wrestling team? And then I went from there, and I did reach out to a couple, and then after that it was just I think it was during junior season when they all started like coming in and was like, hey, I want you on my team. Hey, I want this. I want like whatever. And that's when it kind of got like my list got really long just of like schools to look at and research. And then, yeah.
Was that fun researching all of those schools, or did it get tiresome after a while?
It did get tiresome, honestly. Like, because some of the schools, like, I mean, they were all great schools, and I loved all the schools. But some of them, it was, like, repetitive information or, like, you know, whatever, that kind of thing. But
what schools kind of jumped onto your list right away of piquing your interest? Because you told me before, and I'm not going to expect you to remember, you took at least 10 visits to different schools. So that's a lot of schools to go to and to check out. So kind of how big was that list, and which were the early schools that piqued your attention?
Yeah, the list was really long, but I didn't visit all of them. Some of them I took off my list before visiting, but the early ones were like I said, Baker University. They stayed on my list for a while. Morningside, Central, Upper Iowa was on there for a while. Iowa Central was also on there for a little bit, but those were like the main ones that I focused on.
So. What were some of your favorite visits?
The Upper Iowa visit was actually pretty cool, and they had really good food. So they were the first visit that I went on that they gave me a lunch.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, but I mean their campus is really cool. But it just wasn't. I guess it just wasn't for me. But right. And then I went on visits to Morningside and Central twice.
Okay.
Because I was going back and forth so much. And both those visits and both visits to both campuses were just, I mean, I loved both campuses. I loved the area and stuff. So that's why it was such a hard decision for me.
Yeah, that decision took you a little while. How long was it when it got down to those two as the finalists before you decided which one? And then if you want to tell us, what was the maybe the contributing factor that pushed that school ahead?
Well, there's a couple. It took me, I don't even know. I narrowed my list down pretty quick to like top five-ish. And then after that, went on some more visits, narrowed it down to top two.
Okay.
And then after that, I was just going back and forth for probably months, honestly, just figuring out finances and things like that, and like all the just every tiny detail that goes into it that you don't really think about right away.
Right. So what was Central? What pushed Central over the edge?
Well, I really liked the town around it, Pella. It's a really, like, it's a cute town. Like, I liked it there, and I liked the environment. And then I also, on my visits, I got to meet, like, some team members and, like, some students. And I just loved, like, the especially of the team, the family environment and things like that, that they had, which I was really looking for because that's what we have at our wrestling program in Carroll. And I was really looking for that because that's part of the reason I love the sport so much is like the family atmosphere. And then that was like that was one of the main things that took it over the edge. But yeah.
What was that conversation like with their staff when you told them that you were signing and coming?
The central coach, I love him so much. He's amazing, and he has so much energy, and just he's a really cool guy. And I actually contacted him first, and I was like, hey, I've decided like that I want to spend the next 4 years with you. And then he was like, really? Like, actually? And I was like, yeah, like, I want to commit to you. Like, what's the process that I need to do for that? And then, but yeah, he was just really excited. And it was just, and that made me feel even better about my decision because just him having that energy towards me, even just deciding that I want to go there before even really seeing me wrestle for his team and stuff is just shows me that it's going to be, that he's a good coach and stuff. So
what's the conversations with him been like about how you fit in and what they see you being able to contribute to them, especially right away?
Me and I have been conversating for a long time and have grown a relationship. And it's just, it's kind of hard to explain. It's just like, been, I don't know, our conversations are just like, I don't know how to describe it.
Does he see you getting a chance to start right away as a freshman and be out on the mats?
Yeah, he said that he does have some other heavyweights, but they're not at the 207 yet. So as long as he said that if I make weight, he says that I'll probably be on, the chances of me being their starter is pretty high.
Okay.
So.
What do you think your strengths are as a wrestler, and where do you also feel you need to get better to be successful at the college level?
I think that my strengths are my aggression. I'm very aggressive, which is and my hand fighting is also, is really good, is pretty good, and which adds into the aggression, which they go hand in hand. And I think that really helps me out in a lot of situations that I get put in because I just refuse to give up, you know. And so I just, even if something's happening, I just keep going, go, 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 even if it's not happening how I wanted it to. But one thing that I want to get better at for coming to freestyle is I want to have more confidence in my shots and things like that. And so that's what I'm going to be working on a lot over this off season is shots and things like that, just to get me more confident in them. And so I'm ready for that.
And you did some work with freestyle last off season. Sounds like that's kind of the plan again this year.
Yes. So, I did do some off season stuff with freestyle last year. This year, I think I'm just focusing 100% on freestyle. Cause last year I did like half and half.
So what do you like about freestyle? What's your favorite part of freestyle?
My favorite part of freestyle is just, I like how fast paced it is. Because you know, there's not as much bottom top and stuff like that. And, it's a lot more action and throws and things like that. And I just like that. It's more exciting to me, I think.
So one last question for you here, and I appreciate all the time today. The education part of it, education means a lot to you. Sounds like you're going into the education field. That was not an easy decision either on what you wanted to do, but it sounds like you kind of know the direction now you want to go.
Yeah. originally I thought I wanted to be a psych major and stuff like that. But then I just started, like, looking at jobs and what, like, I actually wanted to do with the major, and I decided that I've always wanted to work with kids, and I decided that the education route was going to be good for me.
Well, Emma, it's been a pleasure getting to watch you wrestle for the last 4 years at Carroll High. I've enjoyed all the conversations we've had, so we thank you for all those. I'm looking forward to following your career at Central. So thanks for joining us here today, and best of luck.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
You bet. Emma Daniels again with the Carroll Tigers. Again, she's headed to Central to continue her education as well as her wrestling career.